Going into a sex shop can be overwhelming. You can spend hours browsing the shelves only to come home and realize you still forgot a necessary ingredient for your romantic night. Like a Kitten will ship you a gift box with all your erotic essentials, from vibrators and massage oils to robes and handcuffs. It's your one-stop shop for a perfect evening. This month, they're helping you choose your own adventure with their BYOB box, aka Build Your Own Box. You get to choose one item out of each of their six categories: toys, beauty products, lubes and cleansers, games, sexy accessories, and lingerie. What's amazing is that the box only costs $69, and some of the vibrators alone retail for more than $69. So the entire box of six gifts is a steal. Right now, Like a Kitten is offering our listeners 20% off and free shipping when you go to likeakitten.com and enter the code ERROTIC at checkout. Just go to likeakitten.com and use code ERROTIC to get 20% off these incredible boxes. The link is in this episode's description.
I'm getting married, said Jamie before shrieking. You have to come to the wedding. I'm not accepting no for an answer. We were best friends for 15 years before she moved to France to progress her career as an artist. We had not seen each other in 3 years, and I needed an excuse to get out of Vegas. After our phone call, I called a courier company to fetch a necklace from me to deliver as my wedding present. Mom gave me that necklace on her deathbed and told me that it was a gift from her father before he passed away. She said that I should gift it to somebody who meant the world to me. Since Mom's death, Jamie was the only person whom I kept close. Dad gave up on me after I couldn't kick my drug addiction. I moved to Las Vegas to get away from everyone, and I found myself waiting to leave. Being around sleazy characters reminded me of the crowd I used to hang around during my drug days. There's a table of four guys. Serve them, would you, honey? Asked Kylo. Sure, anything for you, boss. I sighed when he walked away. When I approached the table and introduced myself, I cracked a smile. Pretending had become second nature to me. When the next song started, I got on top of the table and slid my ass down the pole. A fat, drunk guy grabbed my thigh. I smacked his hand and frowned. He thought that I was playing hard to get, so he went for my boob. His friend grabbed his arm and told him to chill. No man had protected me before, so I smiled and thanked him. He told his two friends to take the drunk guy to the bar. When they left, I extended my hand and said, I'm Claudette. I'm Jason. Is that your real name? Yes. I thought exotic dancers don't give out their real names. We do to gentlemen. You a local or visiting? I'm here for business. He offered me a seat next to him. Unlike all the other pompous jerks who I had to entertain by listening to their boastful stories of wealth, Jason was interested in finding out about me. I found my hand on his leg when he told me that I was beautiful and too good for exotic dancing. I also loved that he hadn't used the word stripping. When his friends returned, he wanted to go somewhere private so that we could talk. I grabbed his hand and led him to the lap dance booths. I went over and stuck my ass in his face, then stood up and smiled over my shoulder. Take my G-string off, I said. After he pulled it off, I jiggled my ass in his face and felt him licking my pussy. My boobs brushed his face as I dry-humped him, and I felt that he was hard. He ran his hands up my back and said, You're so beautiful. Our eyes locked, and the tension sucked us in, infusing our lips. You know, it's always been my dream to have sex with an exotic dancer. Jason looked at the ceiling and smiled as I unzipped his pants and sucked his dick. I bent over the chair and he rode me doggy style. The people in the booth next to us laughed as I screamed. I sat on top and rode him. "I'm gonna come," he said. I wanted to make his experience with an exotic dancer more pleasurable, so I got on my knees and opened my mouth. His load splattered on my face and into my mouth. This was the first time I tasted cum. I walked him out of the club and gave him my number. "Call me." The bastard never did. Although I was packing for my trip, I couldn't get Jason off my mind. I thought that he would be the guy to restore my faith in men. A smile appeared on my face as I landed in Paris. Being far from Vegas allowed me to escape reality for a few days. The physical distance from scummy men distanced them from my mind. "Oh my goodness," said Jamie as she opened her front door. She hugged me and said, "I wasn't sure if you would come. I thought I'd surprise you." She grabbed my hand and escorted me to the lounge. "So, where's the lucky guy?" "He's at a tailor getting his measurements for the suit." We spoke for an hour before hearing the garage door open. "That's him." She scuttled through the kitchen, and I was looking at the photos above the fireplace when she said, "Claudette?"
"Yes."
My jaw dropped as I turned around. "I'd like you to meet my fiancé, Jason." Jamie was the only one smiling. Jason and I gaped at each other, and I couldn't move. He gulped, walking towards me, and my heart pounded against my chest as he extended his hand. I smiled with tight lips. "Can the world just swallow me up, please?" Jamie frowned when noticing the awkwardness between us. "I'm sure you two have a lot of catching up to do, so I'll be in the bedroom if you need me," said Jason. "Oh, thank God he's leaving. That scumbag. No wonder he never called." I glared at him as he walked away.
"Everything okay?"
asked Jamie. "Sure, I have to go check into a hotel."
"Why don't you stay with us?"
"Thanks, but I already paid." That was a lie. When I got to the hotel, I thought about calling Jamie to tell her that I had to leave due to an emergency. Her message came through before I pressed dial.
"It means the world to me that you're here. My special day just got even more special now that you're attending the wedding."
I sighed. I couldn't let down the only person I cared about. Jamie called me in the morning and asked if I could be at the venue an hour earlier. I got there half an hour before her request. Her maid of honor was in the changing room when I walked in.
"You must be Claudette. It's nice to meet you." "I'm Cheryl."
"Nice to meet you too. You're early." "I've got so much to sort out." I looked to my left and saw a pile of gifts. "Wow, that's a lot of presents." I didn't see mine. "Did Jamie receive my present? I don't see it here."
"What was it?"
"It was a necklace. The cover was blue."
"Oh,"
she said as her eyes moved left and right.
"What?"
She shook her head and smiled.
"What's going on?"
Cheryl looked down.
"Jamie opened some of the gifts. One of them was yours."
"Okay, great. So she's got the necklace." She pursed her lips and shook her head.
"Please don't tell her I told you."
"Tell her what?"
"Jamie thought the necklace was tacky, so she threw it away."
"You're joking."
"I'm afraid not. Please don't tell her I told you."
The bride interrupted us.
"Hello, all."
I wanted to smack the smile off her face. I smiled with tight lips and glared at her. "That bitch. Just look at her. Think she can throw away my prized possession."
"Do you mind if I have a word with Claudette?" asked Jamie.
I anticipated an apology for my necklace after Cheryl stepped out.
"I owe you an apology," said Jamie.
"Damn right you do.
I didn't know if you would be coming to the wedding, so I asked Cheryl to be my maid of honor. Sorry.
I faked another smile.
No problem. I need to go check something in the venue.
Being in the same room with her made me want to throw up. So I went to the reception venue to blow off steam. Two big screens showed the cameraman's shot when he panned across the venue. I approached him and asked about the setup.
The venue is so big that Jamie wanted everyone to see her, he said.
Of course she did. Everything has to be about her.
Are you using only this camera? I asked.
No, we've got several. There's a small one in front of the main table. After the conversation, I walked past the small camera and shoved it into my purse. I knocked on Jason's changing room door and smiled at his best men after he opened. Jason popped his head over the best man's shoulder and asked him to leave after seeing me.
Look, I know you're upset, he said. I should have told you about my fiancé, but...
I pressed my finger on his lips. That's not why I'm here. I'm fine with it.
Really?
You are?
Absolutely. I thought we could do it one last time.
I put my purse on a chair before telling Jason my fetish, and he agreed to indulge me. Afterwards, I went back to the reception venue and put the camera on the tripod before the ceremony, and then spoke to a waiter. Several hundred people gathered after the ceremony. The people at the back watched the screens during the speeches. I gestured to the waiter, and he walked past the camera and pressed play. The guests looked at the screens when my footage interrupted the live coverage. Some of them gasped, and others laughed as they watched Jason on all fours, naked and barking like a puppy while I spanked his bum. I smiled, seeing Jamie gape at the screen, and Jason bowed his head after looking at me. Some of the guests laughed when Jason rolled over onto his back and kicked like a good little boy.
Now, jerk yourself off, I said in the video.
I suppressed my smile by covering it with my hand. When seeing the guests gobsmacked, that's a good little doggy, I said in the video.
Did you enjoy humping me more than Jamie?
Jason's tongue wagged as he nodded.